This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Local authorities of the Saudi government of Mecca said a Greek national and a Saudi security officer were wounded in the attack on a non-Muslim cemetery in the Saudi city of Jeddah. The security services were following the attack on diplomatic staff at a World War I remembrance ceremony, a statement carried by state news agency SPA said. They add several consuls were present. An investigation was underway, it added. France's foreign ministry said, quote, France strongly condemns this cowardly, unjustifiable attack, end quote. Lebanon and Israel, still technically at war, kicked off a third round of maritime border talks Wednesday under U.S. and U.N. auspices to allow for offshore hydrocarbon exploration. The delegations met under tight security at a base of the U.N. peacekeeping force UNIFIL in the Lebanese border town of Naqoura, the national news agency said. After years of quiet U.S. shuttle diplomacy, Lebanon and Israel in early October said they'd agreed to begin the negotiations in what Washington hailed as a historic agreement. Bahrain's Prime Minister, Prince Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa, has died, the country's state news agency said Wednesday morning. He died at the Mayo Clinic in the United States, but did not disclose the nature of his treatment or cause of death. Bahrain will observe a week of mourning with flags flying at half-mast. Prince Khalifa held the position of prime minister since Bahrain's 1971 independence. He was 84. Wednesday, Palestinians mourned their veteran negotiator, Saeb Erekat, amid cautious hopes the stalled peace process with Israel may be revived under Joe Biden's presidency. He died Tuesday at a hospital in Jerusalem of coronavirus complications at 65. This